Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
President Obama has always been noted to be a vindictive individual. Well, now he's turning that vindictiveness on our greatest ally in the Middle East, the nation of Israel, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this developing issue, Matt. We all know that there has been a public spat, almost kiddish, if you will, between President Barack Obama and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. We know that he actively worked against his election. And when he spoke in the United States in Congress, his administration, and it may well have been Valerie Jarrett, one of his highest, most trusted advisors and confidants, said that there will be a price to pay. And they tried to undermine his election. They failed. He won a resounding victory. And now, Matt, it looks like they are trying to take revenge and focus their vindictive nature on the nation of Israel, which is a huge mistake.
Well, that's right. The Jewish people and the people of Israel need to understand that while the American government, Congress, and the American people are allies to Israel, Barack Obama and the Obama administration are enemies to Israel. He has made that abundantly clear, sending over his operatives to tamper with the Israeli elections, something that questionably may be even be a violation of international law, doing everything he can to unseat Benjamin Netanyahu, whose main concern is the survival of the state of Israel. And now, you know, we know that Obama is pushing the UN. There's a good chance that he may side with the UN and try to unilaterally declare that, you know, it has to go back to the 67 borders. We don't know. But a public spokesman, Chief of Staff Dennis McConnell, is calling for the quote, Israeli occupation to end. And this is very concerning.
Yeah, this is the chief of staff. This is the guy who later took Rahm Emanuel's place. This is the person who is next to the president over all of the staff. And he spoke recently to the J Street Group in Washington, D.C. just a few days ago, telling a crowd of over 3,000 that, quote, an occupation that has lasted for almost 50 years must end. And the Palestinian people must have the right to live in and govern themselves in their own sovereign state. He then goes on to say that since the prime minister has changed his position on whether there should be a two-state solution, therefore the president of the United States of America is going to reconsider this issue, and he's going to force the two-state solution. And he is going to use whatever means possible to do so. He says that they need to go back to the 1967 borders. He also said that, in fact, Josh Earnest, the White House spokesperson, recently, just a few days ago, told reporters, quote, steps that the United States has taken at the United Nations have been predicated on this idea that the two-state solution is the best outcome. Now, our ally in these talks has said that they are no longer committed to that solution. That means that we need to reevaluate our position in this matter, and that is what we will be moving forward. And then, you know, we've got this from the spokesperson. We've got it from the chief of staff. We have this statement probably coming from Valerie Jarrett that there will be a price to pay. We have already heard rumors that they're going to approach the United Nations to try to force a recognition of the Palestinian state. This is to recognize a terrorist entity. This is a group that fires rockets into innocent civilian populations. This is a group that promotes suicide bombers, homicide bombers. This is a group that's supported by Iran. This is a terrorist regime. They've been recognized as such, and in their constitution, currently in the Constitution, they have that Israel should be eliminated. that the complete annihilation of the Jews. This is what they stand for, and we're going to try to recognize them as a legitimate nation with which to have sovereignty in the Middle East. I mean, it's absolutely absurd.
Well, and not only recognize it, the Obama administration is talking about trying to force it through United Nations action, and which, I, you know, that's an act of war against Israel. I don't see how you describe it as anything else. What Obama is talking about doing here, and now recently with the Obama administration actually accusing one of our closest allies of spying on the United States, they're trying to create this separation with Israel, the Obama administration. He's always been a radical Islamic sympathizer. As you point out, sympathizing with Hamas terrorists that are no different than ISIS, effectively. And to try to force this 67 border idea, which is insane, you know, this notion of an Israeli occupation, that the Obama administration would use Islamic terrorist propaganda, Iranian propaganda, use that term, occupation. Israel no more occupies this this fake Palestine than you know, does Los Angeles occupy Mexico. It's absolutely absurd. And imagine if Mexico was firing rockets into Los Angeles every day. Barack Obama is an enemy to the people of Israel.
He is. I mean, if Israel is an occupier, then the United States is an occupier because we took the land away from the Native Americans. We took the land away from the Spanish, the Spaniards. So we're an occupier. If Israel's an occupier, Israel is not an occupier. This is land that historically goes back. You can trace it biblically for thousands of years. It's land that God promised to the Jewish people, to the nation of Israel. They have continuously been there in different levels of numbers. They have been deported. They have been dispersed. They have been scattered around the world by Babylon, by Persia, by other countries, but they have always had a remnant there in the land. And this land, you can go back to the biblical names. They're still there, still being used today. You can trace where that land was. In fact, it's bigger in the biblical times than it is currently now. So to say that this is an occupier, in fact, if you go back to the United Nations, when the Great Britain and the United Nations and the other countries ultimately began to give land for Israel and the Palestinian people, they proposed a two-state solution. At the time, Israel said yes. The Palestinians said no. They didn't want it. Why? Because they would not accept any solution unless Israel was eliminated. That was their point back in 1948, and they still have that same position.
And that hasn't changed today, right? And we need to understand, too, even in modern terms, we don't even have to go back to you know, biblical times to show that the land that Israel has, that they even have less land than they had during the biblical times. Even in modern times, the land that Israel has are the spoils of war that they obtained through defensive action because they were surrounded by Arabs who were bent on destroying Israel and eliminating the Israeli people. We're talking genocide. We're talking another Holocaust here. That's what the Muslim nations have fought for time immemorial. That's what they want now. That's all they will accept. So, you know, as Bibi Netanyahu has pointed out, the 67 borders are untenable. They're indefensible. You cannot protect Israel from a total destruction with the 67 borders. So that's not even an option, yet the Obama administration is pushing something that cannot and Israel will not allow to happen.
And it's certainly not an option to divide Jerusalem in half and give half of it, which would include the Temple Mount, to a terrorist organization. We need to pray for Israel. We need to stand with Israel. We need to stand against this administration that is anti-Israel. I encourage you to not only pray for Israel, but also support Israel. Become a member of our Christians in Defense of Israel. Call us at 800-671-1776 or send us an email. Also, join us on an amazing trip to Israel, May 17 through 26. You can go to lc.org to sign up and support Israel. Going to Israel is literally a life-changing experience. There's nothing like it. It is phenomenal. We returned earlier this year with 45 college students from 17 schools, and I can tell you it is a phenomenal picture of what God is doing in that land, the miracles that He has performed in that land from the beginning even until now, and it's life-changing. And it has been a major impact on these young people's lives. I encourage you to join us in this trip to Israel, May 17 through 26. There's still time to register. You can go to lc.org for more information or call us at 800-671-1776. You can also order our Patriots Handbook on Israel. It's a pocket-sized handbook on why you should support Israel, why Israel matters. You can ask for it online at lc.org or call us today at 800-671-1776. Stand with Israel and stand with this ministry.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.